98.1 KZE. It is MK with you on your Monday afternoon, and it is holiday market season. I'm actually loving it. Yeah. Lachelle Knings Wiley is my guest, and I like to do as much holiday shopping as I can locally, and holiday markets and artisan fairs and things like this are a great way to do that. So Lachelle is here to talk about one upcoming on December 17th at Taste New York Todd Hill. It's the 4-H Holiday Fundraiser. Hi, Lachelle.
Hi, MK. Thank you so much for having me and helping us promote this awesome event.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you being here. And I was telling you off mic, I just appreciate you guys being there, period. I'm a big fan of Taste New York Todd Hill.
Thank you. That's always very refreshing to hear.
Yeah, yeah. And for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, this is the little spot on the Taconic, which is it's a beautiful little market. You've got gifts, you've got snacks, you've got coffee. I think there's ice cream.
Yes, Jane's ice cream. We do have ice cream.
Yeah,
in many a flavor, and you can basically find everything there that you would find at a specialty grocery store. You could buy cuts of meat and cheese and sauces, pasta, take home and make a meal if you're traveling up. And what we really aim to do is source our products from New York State farmers and small producers only to stimulate our economic activity in New York and especially throughout the agricultural community.
That is such an incredible mission.
Yeah.
And, we were talking about this. That is such an attainable thing if we all just put our minds to it. We could have convenience stores all over the place that are stocked with local goods and local farm produce. And it's infuriating that that's not happening, but I am thrilled that you guys exist.
Thank you so much.
And you've saved me so many times. Like I was telling you, like driving up or down the Taconic, being like, oh my God, I need a coffee and I want a good coffee. I don't want a gas station coffee. There's Taste New York Todd Hill.
Yeah.
Swooping in for the rescue.
Right. We're there. We're there. We're an island.
You know, yeah.
Right in the middle of the parkway and, convenient for many near a park and ride lot if you're, meeting folks to go down to the city or go out on other adventures or even commuting. We are there to serve. So,
and accessible from both sides of the Taconic.
Yes.
Yeah.
North and southbound. That's right.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So tell us about the 4-H Holiday Fundraiser.
Sure. And I'm so excited about this event personally. This is the first year we're doing it. There's several 4-H clubs that exist within the 4-H program at the Cooperative Extension of Dutchess County. And Taste New York is also a program area of the Cooperative Extension of Dutchess County. And this year, Dr. Jane Rodd and I and the lovely, talented, and very busy Emma Jenks were able to put it together to schedule this event. We have the interest from the clubs to come out, showcase what they've been working on throughout the year with a focus on holiday gift giving. This is part of their fundraiser or community service for their clubs for the needs they have to meet to buy supplies or, sometimes even feed for their livestock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's significant to them, too, to be able to tap into this traffic there on the Taconic Parkway and certainly for our Dutchess County locals to come out and interact with the 4-H members and see what it's all about.
Now, 4-H, for the uninitiated, this is an organization that, and please correct me because it's been a long time. I was a member way back in the day. And my understanding is it's a way to get kids involved in farms and agriculture. And so a lot of these 4-H members that you're talking about who will be here at the holiday fundraiser on the 17th are kids, right?
Yes, they are. They're the club members themselves with their club leader there. And what really strikes me about the groups that are coming out is the diversity amongst the groups and like the topics or areas of focus of each group. We've got the Equine Explorers, the Dutchess Dairy Club, the Crafty Quilters, the Pigs for Kids, and the Goats for Glory Club.
Goats and Glory is, I think, my favorite.
Yeah.
These are all good
Goats
names.
And Glory,
I don't mean to, besmirch the good name of the Crafty Quilters, but come on, Goats and Glory.
I know, right? I love that one, too. It brings tugs on my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they'll all be they'll be tabling. I imagine there will be shopping that you can do.
Yes. Yes. And a few of the groups, you know, will just have these items and it will be in exchange for a donation to their club. I think one or two of the clubs will also, you know, just be selling what their wares are for purchase. But it's really more about the donations for the fundraisers and to bring exposure to 4-H and the important work that they're doing throughout the community, because the kids that are the active members of the 4-H clubs really wind up with great skills then as adults as they transition in their lifetime into loving, caring, engaged community members. And it's really important that these clubs stay alive and thrive, and they are thriving at Cooperative Extension Dutchess County. Like the membership in clubs is just like outrageously more than it has been.
Oh, that's great.
In previous decades, and there's
that's important. Yeah, we need farms to have food.
Sure,
and we need kids to be interested in agricultural work for that reason.
Yeah, it really speaks to the predominant, you know, the base of the agriculture that is happening in Dutchess County. That there's so many youth who are interested in these programs, and they're just so happy and proud to be out there interacting with the public too. So we're just so thrilled that this is coming together. Melissa Hoffman is also our assistant coordinator at the store, and she's been doing a lot of work to pull this off too. So we're just thrilled, and we really hope it's a good turnout.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
KZE, my guest is Lachelle Kendinks-Wiley. We are talking about the 4-H holiday fundraiser at Taste New York Todd Hill. That's that beautiful little shop on the Taconic Parkway, which you can reach from the north or southbound side. It's very accessible. Is there a better description of where you guys are located, or do you think that's...
Well, that's pretty good. We're exactly 10 miles north of I-84.
Okay.
Because I drove it because I was curious. I'm like, I want to know exactly. But of course, I could have just Google mapped that. You know, we're close to Arlington High School, if you're familiar with the Poughkeepsie area there. So we're just south of the Route 55 exits, probably about 12 miles from the Millbrook exit, Route 44. So yeah, it's still certainly Hudson Valley and pretty easily accessible.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I find it very accessible. I've used that route many times, and I'm always so relieved when I remember that Taste New York Todd Hill is there, because I love a road snack, you know? I love a little coffee pick-me-up. I love a little, like, beef jerky or, like, a little thing, you know? And I'd like it to be, like, nice and good and, like, not just, like, some candy from a gas station. So I'm always so excited when I remember I'm going to be going by Taste New York Todd Hill.
Oh, thank you. I love sourcing the products we sell in the store. That's probably one of my favorite things to do. Is, you know, it's like you're looking for something. It's like, oh, you know, we don't have spicy popcorn yet. We need spicy popcorn. And then we find it. We're like so thrilled. And it's from a guy who's using smears and craters to pop his popcorn. It's all solar popcorn.
Incredible.
And then, of course, you mentioned Jane's ice cream before. We just got peppermint ice cream in, which is my personal favorite. So, you know, that's on tap. We have the cold nitro coffee,
cold brew,
which you mentioned, MK, and that's definitely a pick-me-up. Mm-hmm. You will be up for hours.
But that's good when you're on the road.
Yeah.
It's a long drive.
When you're on the road, you're going to New York, you're getting through your day. Also, like, wonderful cheeses.
I was going to mention the cheese curds.
The cheese curds. Mm-hmm. Which flavor do you like the best?
I feel like there's a buffalo that I'm very fond of.
Oh, there's a spicy one, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those are from McGrath Cheese Company, which is right in Dutchess County. And, you know, ties to 4-H, I'm sure. Colin McGrath, a wonderful cheese maker, and has just been making cheese for quite a few years, and he's not that old. So
yeah,
he probably got his start in 4-H.
There you go.
Yeah.
The 4-H Holiday Fundraiser, that is December 17th, noon to 3 p.m. So get down there while it's happening. They're going to have hot cider, hot cocoa, knit hats, grilled cheese, goat milk soap, just to name a few things.
Yeah.
And really, like you said, it's all about raising money for 4-H, which is an awesome program. So I would say, yeah, if you're going to be on the road in that area that day, please swing by. It's going to be an incredible time. And just support Taste New York Todd Hill. And if you have not been using them as your little secret coffee stop, you are missing out. You know, it's ski season. If you're coming up from down south and you're taking the Taconic up to go to the Catskills or Vermont, there's your coffee stop. Boom.
stop right in. We've got hot vegan chili. Ooh. We've got hot apple cider. Several sandwiches, drinkable yogurts, snacks, vegan options as well. You know, just put in your knapsack and take on up to the mountain. You'll be well fed.
Fabulous.
The energy you need for those slopes. And we're just so thrilled to be there, and that the building has been repurposed and put to good use, and that people like yourself, MK, and many others who are commuters or just visitors to the county are taking advantage of what we're putting out there.
Yeah, you are the convenience store of the future.
Thank you.
Taste New York, Todd Hill, the 4-H Holiday Fundraiser, December 17th, noon to 3. Lachelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, MK.
Yeah, we've got a little fish for you. Here's Taste on KZE.